can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to the FanDuel Manual, Season 2, Week 2. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes and Chris Cowan. Gentlemen, say hello.
Yeah, mine.
Hello.
Gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about this week. We have an actual expert in our midst, which is surprising given our history and the quality of these podcasts. But Doug, I gotta give it up, man. You won the Experts League, and not only that, I think you had a pretty big FanDuel week.
It was awesome. I couldn't believe it. I won the free tournament that we did with 20 people. Obviously, I beat you guys. It's not really an accomplishment. I won a 50-50 league and one of the big tournament leagues. And won $1,200 last week. It was freaking awesome.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but you have a history of doing this where you say you won $1,200. Like, one time I was in Vegas with you, and you won $50, but you had spent $500. And at the end, you were like, what's up, dude? I won $50.
Oh, I won. Then I won negative $700 this week. No, I spent $300 and won $1,200. So it was a good week.
That's awesome, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome. I looked at the person. So this was a big tournament. I think it was because it was the first week. But the winner of the whole thing won $120,000. Like, can you imagine just waking up Tuesday morning and you won $120,000? It was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Someone tells me that guy was glued to the TV.
Something tells me that guy is dialed into the computer and is cheating because he picked that guy from Jacksonville, Hearns or whatever. That was on his team.
One guy that is in a league that I play in, a kind of a big money league, he has Hearns on his bench, but he does have Hearn.
Yeah, that's impressive in itself. But to play him, come on. Yeah. Sums up.
And just to go back to your other point, Doug, I can't even imagine waking up on a Tuesday morning and feeling happy.
Oh, I wasn't happy. Just won money.
Well, if anyone wants to play the experts, we will post on the FanDuel Manual Facebook page a link to join. The first 20 who enter get a chance to try to beat the experts. Better luck next week, everybody.
There was a couple people that are close, right?
Yeah, there were some. H-Town Texan.
Okay.
He had 145 points. You ended up with 149.06, and edged him out pretty good. Rudimus, our boy Rudimus, who's been in pretty much everyone, got 124. Noble showing, but not enough to take down Doug this week.
It was a good week. So try your guys' luck next week. We'll have the tournament again. And if you win, we're going to give you big props. Big props.
Well, it's also good to point out that I had a big week. Not so much in beating you guys in FanDuel, but I made 6 memes that I posted on our Twitter.
That was a big
FanDuel Manual. The Facebook page and at FanDuel Manual.
It's memes. No, it's memes, bro.
Memes and gifs.
Maybe it's like those big t-shirts that women wear to bed.
I asked my friend that works at Google what memes mean, and he said it's like an extension of your jeans, not like jeans you wear, but like your family jeans. Like, they keep expanding and expanding and then changing into different things. And I immediately punched him out.
To tell you guys what happened here where I'm doing my podcast is I just saw a huge spider on the floor, and I crushed it with the remote, And for the last 5 minutes, I've been watching Chelmsford cable access television, and I'm not watching the football game anymore.
That's pretty good. I did hear that noise. I thought someone was breaking in.
Yeah, it sounded like the cops are at your front door. It turns out you're just crushing a little baby spider.
No, I'm just killing monsters, bro.
You guys, why don't we talk about fantasy football?
Let's do it.
Let's start off with quarterbacks this week. And I'll just go through. First, I want to say the spreadsheet that Doug put together that is available on the Facebook page, FanDuel Manual's Facebook page, is incredible. It shows the players. It shows the opponents. But it also ranks the opponents, like their quality, their defense. Doug's even adjusted for defense. It shows the weather. If it's an outdoor game, adjusted for weather. It shows
over-under.
It shows the over-under, which is huge. Like, there's some big games this week. Like, the Denver-Kansas City game is supposed to be over 50 points, so you know you're looking at a shootout. Then there's the other side of that coin, where it's like the Tampa Bay-St. Louis game, which is under 40 points. So that's you can see all that stuff on the spreadsheet. You can see what all the different experts are saying on a ton of different websites. And then you can get an average, and we just basically put that against the FanDuel cost, so we can tell you who the experts are saying are going to have the best games and where the most value is. So this week for quarterbacks, it's pretty, the most expensive. It's not any surprise. It's Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Matt Stafford. But as far as the highest point scorers. On average, we're looking at Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. When we talk about getting the most bang for your buck, RG3 somehow sneaks into this. I'm not sure how that works out. But RG3 is number two on that list between Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Who did you guys go with at quarterback this week?
So,
the expert?
Yeah, I'll definitely go first. I went with Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton plays very well at home. I wouldn't trust Andy Dalton on the road, but at home, I think he's a very good pick. Also, he's playing Atlanta, who, yeah, they played New Orleans, and New Orleans is very good. But you can see there's definitely some holes, and I think on the road, their defense will even struggle more. And on the flip side of that, I think Cincinnati's defense is pretty good at home as well, so they'll get the ball back a lot and have a lot of opportunities to score well. And Andy Dalton is only 7,800 compared to some of the higher quarterbacks that are over 9,000. So it opens up a little bit more in your lineup if you can choose a quarterback that's a little bit lower.
Yeah, get a little extra cap space. I mean, mm-hmm. We're all working with that 60K. So, yeah, wherever you can find value is great. Chris, who did you go with?
I went with Jake Locker. I never thought I'd say that. My life, but Locker had a really good opening week. He's going against that same Dallas defense that we all kind of hyped up the 49ers last week. Granted, the 49ers are much better offense, you know, in years past than probably Tennessee, but Dallas defense not good right now. Locker had a great game last week. He's playing at home. He's good money. I thought it was a good combination of reasons to pick.
I also think Locker. The Cowboys kind of played above what their defense is going to actually be, mm-hmm. just because it was home opener and they were in defense mode because Romo kept turning it over all the time. I thought they actually played okay, but I think that you're right that they're very susceptible.
Yeah, and on the road.
Yeah.
He's projected at 15. I think that's a nice, sneaky, cheap pick.
How much is Locker? Do you know?
He's 7,400.
That's good. Good deal.
I went. I spent a little bit more money at the quarterback position, and I went with somebody who is really, I don't know, he impressed me last week, and he impressed me last season, and Andrew Luck. He's more expensive. He's 9,200, but just he's playing at home. It's his home opener. It's against Philly. I feel like it's going to be a shootout. It's mm-hmm. the over-unders, over 50. I like the way Luck plays. Like, he's a threat.
I love that pick.
He's a threat to run. He's like when I was watching him against when he was kind of staging that comeback against the Broncos last week, I remember thinking, I was like, this guy, he's like a hybrid of John Elway and Peyton Manning. Like, he can sling it. He's pretty smart with the ball. He's like a like a horse with a huge forehead.
He has the sweetest beard ever.
If he's down, and I could see them being down against Philadelphia, guy just as long as he's playing, he's got a chance. So I could just see him scoring a lot of points this week.
I think
the other guy I was considering, by the way. I think that's a great pick.
Yeah, Luck is really good. I hate the Colts for the fact that they got Manning and then Luck. I mean, such bullshit, to be honest with you.
They went from always being in the playoffs with Manning to having seriously one
bad season.
That's it. And then they're right back in the playoffs with Luck.
Oh, it's bullshit.
Unbelievable. We had 10 years we had to wait to get their scraps.
We did have Brian Greasy, though, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't forget about Gus Frerotte.
Ooh.
Headbutted himself out one day on one of those plays.
I'd black that out.
Come on, guys. Bring it back.
Let's talk about running backs. Let's go. Yeah, let's go to running backs. all right, so as far as cost, the highest cost is LeSean McCoy, Jamaal Charles, and Marshawn Lynch. When we look at projected points, it's going to be those same guys, McCoy, Charles, and then Lynch. I don't necessarily agree with that Charles pick. I feel like he was a little shaky last week, and the Broncos D looks really good. As far as getting the best value, it's actually those same guys. And if we add do the weighted value, some of the guys that kind of rise to the top are Monty Ball, Giovanni Bernard, Andre Ellington, and Terrence West. I actually ended up going with Monty Ball and Giovanni Bernard. I thought Monty Ball looked good. They clearly trust him to be their feature back. You know, he had the majority of the carries. And then as far as Giovanni Bernard's concerned, they're just trying to get him the ball any different way they can. He had a ton of targets where he's catching the ball, so you're getting a little extra points per reception there. I didn't spend on the top tier guys, but those guys are kind of those second tier running backs, and I thought they're both well worth it.
The thing with Monty Ball too is in the preseason he had that, I think it was an appendectomy, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's only going to get stronger. He didn't.
Doctor
see
said
really
he
any...
needs a. Doctor said he needs a bacchiotomy.
So he's only going to get more touches as the season gets going. He's going to get 25, 30 touches a game at some point. So I think the further along we go into this season, the more Monty Ball deserves our attention.
The one thing with Monty Ball, and I chose Monty Ball as well, is if Hillman comes back, I think he'll split a little bit more. Hillman was out, so he was the only real running back for the Broncos last week. But, yeah, I think it's a great matchup. I think they're going to try and get that rolling a little bit more because they struggled a little bit on the running game compared to the passing game. So I think Monty Ball is a great pick.
Who else did you take, Doug?
So I know you texted me this earlier about Terrence West. So if you look at the spreadsheet or you listen to people, Terrence West is going to be the starting running back for Cleveland, and he's only 5,300. So this saves a lot of money for all your other players. And I think it's a perfect matchup if you're going to take a risk like this, playing New Orleans at home. I mean, I couldn't pass it up. I know it's almost too obvious. In fact, when I look at my the FanDuel, it tells you how many percentage is owned in each tournament, and Terrence West is owned in 20% of the teams because I think everyone's finding the value there. But, you know, sometimes it's so obvious that it's going to be correct, and I think saving all that money is going to set me up with the rest of my team is loaded.
Whoa. Where does this show you the percentage owned?
So if you look at your team, like when you're in a tournament, you pull up your team, it says it says the amount, and then right next to it says...
Bastard. Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, God. And the percentage owned.
I think Chris is watching a Thursday night game.
Yeah, he doesn't care about this podcast at all.
I know, totally going to the NFL, sorry.
Oh, God. Anyway, I think Terrence West is a great value. I know a lot of people are going to try that, but I'm going to be one of them too.
Chris, you still there? The running backs, man. Stop watching that stupid game.
Sorry about watching football, guys. all right. So here's short and sweet. I did this. Adrian Peterson. You guys know this is hard for me. I'm a diehard Patriots fan. No Sean Moreno went off on my beloved Patriots last week. And if no Sean can do it, I think Adrian Peterson could do it too, even though I kind of don't want him to. But I had to.
That's a bold move. I very rarely am able to do that. That's gutsy. I like it.
Also, don't you have trust in your coach and your system to say, like, pretty much, let's just make sure that one thing doesn't happen? Like, that's I don't make the game plans, but if I was playing Minnesota, that would be the game plan that I would make. It would be the just don't let that guy rush for any yards.
I feel like you'd do the same against Miami, though. Like, you want Tannehill to try and beat you.
Yeah, I do. But I think Peterson's just that good. I don't know if we have the horses right now. And it kind of scares me.
All right. Fair enough.
The other guy I went with is LeSean McCoy.
Jeez, man. You really spent some money.
Spent some money on my RBs. So McCoy, again, I think it's going to be a shootout. I think even though, you know, typically if it's a shootout, you focus on quarterbacks and receivers, but McCoy is so involved in the passing game that shootouts include running backs in this case. I think McCoy is going to get a ton of touches to keep up with Andrew Luck in Indy's home opener. And if Foles has to make checkdowns, which you often have to do with crowd noise, McCoy is going to see the ball a lot. So I'm very confident in that pick.
Yeah, I don't think we need to waste any time on talking about those two dudes. Yeah. Those guys are pretty good. All right, let's go to wide receivers. The top expert projected point scores for this week are Calvin Johnson, A.J. Green, and Dez Bryant, followed pretty closely by Brandon Marshall and Randall Cobb. As far as the biggest bang for your buck, it's Marquise Colston, Pierre Garçon, Kendall Wright. And then if you use the weighted average where we're bringing in like soft defenses against receivers and shootout-type games, Jeremy Maclin is far and away the best like a steal for this week. And I have I actually just decided, because I spent a good amount of money on my QB and my running backs, I decided to go trust the numbers this week, and I took the biggest bang for the buck, and I took Colston, Garçon, and Kendall Wright.
I like those. I did also take Pierre Garçon. I think...
I lied. I switched out Colston with Maclin. I'm back.
So who'd you take?
I had Colston, but with my picks, I had a little leftover dough, so I threw Maclin in there because I totally think that Philadelphia-Indianapolis game is going to be a shootout, and I just figured, you know what? I don't know Chris talked about this last week. With New Orleans, you just don't know where he's going to spread the ball. There's a lot of different options, and Drew Brees is going to go with anybody. I know that game is going to be high-scoring, and I feel like Maclin was the better option, and I had the money, so I went with him. I went with Maclin, Garçon, and Kendall Wright.
Can you tell me how much LeSean McCoy is?
9,200.
Yeah. 9,200?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that pick's going to be gold. I might switch that up later on with my big money games. But so I did the Terrence West thing, which saved me a lot of money. So I think my receivers are pretty stacked. I have Pierre Garçon, like you talked, and I like to say Pierre Garçon so well. And then I like... Oh, then I chose Demaryius Thomas. I think, you know, it's one of those things with the Broncos where Manning, that's probably his favorite receiver, and he didn't get a lot of touches last Sunday. So I think they're going to really feed him the ball. And on top of it, they're playing Kansas City. I think he's going to have a huge day. And then A.J. Green. So I did the person that won the $120,000 did Stafford and Calvin Johnson. Calvin.
Yep.
Which is like what you talked about last week, Brendan, is the double dip. So if, you know, they have a big game together, you really can rack up some points. So I'm going with Andy Dalton and AJ Green to score 30 apiece and win me a lot of money.
Yeah, let me. I want to talk about that for 1 second. I think there's definitely some teams that that makes sense. If you're going to take Stafford, the obvious choice is going to be Calvin Johnson.
Oh, I got you.
If you're going to take Dalton, the obvious choice is AJ Green. I guess even with Peyton Manning, you're not sure Demaryius Thomas is his number one choice. Yeah, but like that, the one I was looking at, I was looking at taking Russell Wilson. But there's no real threat where you're going to say like there's an obvious target in that offense.
Chris, who'd you got?
All right, so I spent a lot of money on running backs, obviously. I thought there was good value with receivers this week. So I was able to get Jordy Nelson for $7,900 at home in a home opener with a huge home field advantage against the Jets, who have a good defense, but are also possibly missing their number one cornerback, Dee Milliner. Nelson had 9 catches last week against Seattle D, because the fraud, Richard Sherman, can't cover the number one receiver. He just has to stay on one side the whole game. So Jordy Nelson still got catches against that great defense, and for as good as the Jets defense is, minus their top corner, I think Jordy Nelson at home will have a really good game, especially for that price.
It's a good pick.
Michael Floyd for Arizona. $6,600.
Not a good pick.
Floyd is he led the Cardinals last week in targets, and Fitzgerald I think only had one catch or something pretty bad. And Floyd's also kind of going deep for, you know, big yardage kind of plays. And but yeah, I think it's really good value. I think FanDuel's maybe a little bit behind the curve already with some of these mid tier prices on these guys. And then sort of a boring move by me, I did go with Edelman again just because I just think he's such a sure thing. Brady looks his way all the time.
He also runs it now a lot.
He does, and he's just never gonna crap the bed. He's $6,400. I think it's great value for a guy like that. I think Edelman is kind of like this year's Eric Decker. Remember last year we were always like tempted to take Decker because he was so cheap and a good offense, and you knew he was going to get the ball.
Yep.
And I think Edelman's kind of that guy this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I stole your Edelman pick last week to win those tournaments.
Good, I'm glad.
It was good.
Yeah, I always – that's another thing that I was looking at this week was just targets. Like, when, especially if you're trying to get a bargain at wide receiver, you need to make sure you're picking a guy who, even if it he costs a little bit less than those top-tier receivers – quarterback has to be looking at him. So Garcon had 12 targets last week and 10 receptions. Macklin had 10 targets and 1 TD. And Kendall Wright had 7 targets with 6 receptions and a TD. So you just want to pick guys, you know, the touches are so limited that you want to pick guys that you know the QB is going to be targeting. Let's move on to tight ends for the highest point projections this week. Pretty standard. It's Jimmy Graham, Gronk, who had a, I thought had a good game. Chris disagreed with me. And then Julius Thomas, who had an amazing game last week. As far as biggest bang for your buck, it's going to be Jimmy Graham, Jason Witten, and Greg Olsen. Chris, why did you say that you didn't think Gronk had a good game last week?
He had a couple drops. He didn't get open as much as he usually does, but I think it was a fine game for a guy coming off some pretty serious injuries. I think that he has a long way to go, and I hope Brady looks his way a lot more this week. I thought about taking him and spending a lot of money on tight end this week, but I kind of want to wait a few more weeks until maybe Gronk lulls some people to sleep. If he doesn't, you know, go off this week, maybe his value is still really low on FanDuel, and then, you know, maybe week 3 or week 4, it's just kind of like, that's the time you take a chance on him and he finally becomes Gronk again. I just don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, it's for sure. When you have a serious injury, it's a big deal. Like, coming back and playing a real game is a whole other level. So I think he'll be fine. He's got to get confidence back in, you know, taking those hits and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So who did you choose?
Yep.
Who were we talking to, B or me?
You.
Oh, sorry. I took everyone's favorite tight end, Larry Donnell.
What?
Yeah.
You went with a Giant?
Yeah, so this guy is... The Giants have nobody for tight end. This guy saw, I believe he saw the most targets of any Giant last week, which, you know, if he's good or not good, it doesn't matter. For some reason, I think he saw like 8. For some reason, Manning is looking at this guy and trying to find him. The Giants' offense is not good right now, and that's also probably a reason that Manning is looking to this guy. Short to intermediate type passes, you know, nothing else is open. We suck right now, but whatever. This guy is $4,500. He had, he had 85 yards last week, 6 catches or so.
He had 5 receptions, 56 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Touchdown, okay.
Yeah, and I will say that the Arizona's D, even though they're ranked 8th overall for this season, I mean, they've only had one game, but they were notorious for being weak against tight ends last season.
Tight ends, exactly. And just scroll through the guys that cost $4,500 or around that money for tight ends and tell me somebody else that you found that led your team in targets last week.
I'll tell you someone that's awesome at $5,000. I think Delanie Walker for Tennessee mm-hmm. is an unbelievable steal. They're playing Dallas at home.
Of course.
And I mean, for $5,000, unbelievable. That's a great steal. So I had Terrence West and I had Delanie Walker, and together, $5,000 and $5,300 allowed me to really go after some great players. And, you know, I think that's the key to this whole thing is you find these people around $5,000 and they score 10 or above, then you really set yourself mm-hmm. up to get some top scores because – you know, I did choose Jamaal Charles, and he had the least amount on my team. But usually, these big time players are going to at least produce 12 to 15, and then every now and then they'll go off and get 30 to 40. So, you know, Delanie Walker or Terrence West will likely not get 30 or 40, but if they can get over 10 at that price, it's a great deal.
This week, I went with Zach Ertz. Again, I know we've kind of talked about this a lot, but I feel like that's going to be a high-scoring game. I read something from Matthew Berry about since the midweek or mid-season last year, there's only 3 tight ends that have scored more than Zach Ertz, and it's those top 3. It's Jimmy Graham, Gronk, and Julius Thomas. Last week, got another one. I just know that they're looking his way, and he can make plays. So for $5,600, Doug, with your weighted average going against kind of a decimated indie team, indie defense, and the fact that the over-under is over 50, Ertz kind of popped out as me. It's one of those tight ends that I wanted to grab.
The only thing that worried me on that was that Celek is up there as well. Like, do they still share that responsibility, or is Ertz kind of taking over?
Well, that's kind of what I thought also, but it just since about towards the end of last season, Ertz was kind of their go-to guy when you're going to stretch the field.
Yep. All right. Yeah, he played good last week too.
Let's talk my favorite kickers. I went with my boy, Old Faithful.
I knew it.
Zerline
Steak. Offense impressed you last week.
Well, what really did impress me was the fact that they really trust in this guy's leg. Like, he kicked a 56-yarder.
He kicked two 50s and missed a 50. And then his
next one was a 46-yarder. He did miss a 50-yarder. But the fact that they're trusting this guy with 50-yard field goals tells me that – and that they're kind of a stagnant offense.
Kind of.
Well, they are.
They're awful.
He's their offensive weapon.
Yeah, I agree. And he's also, this is what impressed me, is he's $4,500.
The cheapest.
So, I mean, you never know with these kickers, but I think you're right. They're going to stall a lot of drives out, and they're going to ask him to kick these long field goals. I think it's a steal, 4,500. Chris?
For the record, I love that guy, Greg Zuerlein. I'm just so scared about that offense now that Bradford's gone.
Yeah.
He looked so bad last week. I don't know. Anyways, I took...
Terrible.
I took Nate Freeze for Detroit. I'm kind of grouping Cody Parkey and Nate Freeze together. They're these two rookie kickers that have won the starting jobs, and they're both on really good offenses. Nate Freeze, he's not in the dome this week. He's at Carolina. Carolina's a good defense, whatever. This guy is also 4,500. He kicks for a good offense, and nobody knows who the hell he is yet. So I don't think you'll see guys like Parkey and Freeze for low money for very long on these kinds of offenses. So I took him.
This is the second week you've talked about kickers that I don't know.
Passionately.
Yeah,
I love kickers. I used to kick guys. We all know that.
Doug, who did you take? Let's get through kickers.
No, I told you. Zuerlein steak, bro.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't you?
I just talked about it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you said you liked my pick. Smart. all right, finally, let's wrap it up with defense.
Before we get into the defense, can we talk about does anybody have any new fantasy team names that they want to throw up to the kids?
Oh, shoot.
Every time you see this, I know you have one.
Can you come up with some kicker nicknames for Parkey and Freeze?
Hardcore Parkey. Harkey Parkey. Dang it.
And the Iceman.
Well, if a guy had like a 50-yarder to win the game, I'd be like, don't worry. Don't worry. It's just a walk in the Parkey.
Pretty good. They're trying to freeze.
Like the CBS's fifth announcing team. Or Fox, because it's NFC.
What was your team name?
Oh. So, where are we at with the Ray Rice thing, guys? Is it cool? Let's say stuff?
Yeah, who cares? Put the explicit thing on there.
I don't know what happened. I didn't see
What are
the
they
going
to suspend us from this? Hell no.
How about Beats by Ray?
Oh. I think I'm going to use that.
That's not bad at all.
That's really good. I mean...
Or, when domestic... I kind of shared on text with you guys was Ray Rice Bands.
First one's way better.
Yeah, Beats by Ray.
We don't condone that, but that's a pretty good team name.
Yeah, Ray Rice should never play again, in my opinion. But I like that team name.
Do you think he will play again?
He's too short. He's too short for football anyway.
Here's the thing. He sucked last year, if we're being honest. If you take everything else out of it, like, does anybody want to take the chance PR-wise for a guy who might not even be that good?
Yeah, he wasn't good at all last year. Probably because he was so tired from beating his wife.
Oh. Oh, boy.
It's true.
Yeah, actually it is. There's video.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
That's why he did so bad last year.
He seemed exhausted.
Really beat.
He could barely carry her out of the elevator. He was so tired.
I do want to also talk about an article that was texted me right before this podcast by our good friend Larry Crawford, and it said that the NFL is going to vote on Friday about the new drug policy, and there's a possibility that Wes Welker could be reinstated. Now, I think Larry wrote this article himself. However, I do think there is some fantasy implications if they do decide to change the drug policy.
I don't think so. I would never dare start him right after that. He's already, his brain is mush, and he's coming off this thing. He's probably still coming off Molly. I would give him a week to rest up.
Oh, Wilker?
Yeah.
I think the easy play is Josh Gordon. That guy is just so good. Just throw him in there and start him.
Yeah, that guy is awesome. I mean, it's not going to change at all for him. He's always stoned.
I bet you John Elway right now is happy that Welker can't play and Sanders can. Honest to God.
Why do you think that?
That's ridiculous.
Nope. I think Sanders is more valuable right now.
Yeah, but they play
right
together.
More dangerous.
He doesn't have to choose one or the other. It's not like a quarterback.
I think that Andre Roberts is probably better than Welker right now.
You're just mad that he left your team.
I think Muhammad Ali can beat Wes Welker in a spelling bee right now.
I agree with that. That's what I'm trying to say. I think it's over.
Nah, he'll be fine. He just needs to get a bigger helmet.
Let it settle down. He's fine.
You guys, let's talk about defense.
I want to say something real quick before defense. So I sent the spreadsheet out a little bit earlier this week. If you have time, try and get – this is my personal thing. I think Chris talked about this a little bit last year. Is if you have a confident team that you feel really good about, you should try and get in Thursday games. I think people are not as informed by Thursday. I think they always want to play players that are in Thursday games. So you have an immediate advantage if you are well-educated and ready to put your team in on Thursday.
That is such a good point. Every single Thursday game or Thursday tournament that I entered that had Thursday games, it was unbelievable to me because there's people who just choose all of the studs from those two teams so they can see themselves in the top 10 or whatever it is. They just chose players who were in that first game.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, so they're just like, oh, look at that. Let me screenshot that. And then they had 70 points. And you're like, okay,
there's that's no way they're going to catch me.
Yeah, that's nothing. Doug, yeah, that's a really, really good point. Now can we talk defense?
Yeah, absolutely. I chose the Tennessee Titans. I think that they are...
Yeesh, why?
What do you mean? Break. They played very well against Kansas City in Kansas City. We talked about earlier, Jamaal Charles had pretty much nothing during that. But they're playing at home against Dallas, who is, to put it lightly, is a little shaky right now. And I think if they can rattle Romo early and Bryant gets worked up, the wheels can come off quickly. And I think that's just an unbelievable pick at 5,200. What a steal.
It is a big steal. I actually wanted Tennessee, but with my other selfishness, I couldn't afford them at that point. So I went with Green Bay. Green Bay, home opener. Against the Jets, who are playing okay right now, but I don't think we're ready to anoint the Jets as being a top-flight offense. It's still Geno Smith. It's still some subpar receivers. It's still Chris Ivory and who-knows-what Chris Johnson.
Yep.
Again, Packers at home. Going to be fired up coming off of a loss against Seattle. They've had a long rest because they opened it on Thursday, and I think they'll be ready to go. And it'll be pretty good for 4,700.
Well, I had 5,500 left. So I got to choose between the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. Broncos are at home against Kansas City, and the Seahawks are going to be on the road against San Diego. I wanted to choose with my heart and go with the Denver Broncos, but watching the Seahawks, just watching their defense was like watching a video game. These guys seem so much faster than everybody. They seem like they're playing so much more physical that... And that was against a Green Bay team. I can't imagine San Diego's offense putting up nearly the fight that Green Bay did. So I went with the Seahawks at 5,400 to round out my team.
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong with Seattle. Plus, just Rivers. I don't trust that guy at all. He just looks like he's going to cry or yell at every moment.
Let's wrap up our teams. I'm going to go through my team real quick. I got Andrew Luck, Monty Ball, Giovanni Bernard, receivers Macklin, Wright, Pierre Garçon. Doug, how do you say that?
Pierre Garçon.
Thank you. Zach Ertz, Greg Zuerlein, and the Seahawks.
I guess I'm saying his name right. Be Zuerlein.
That's what it is. Zuerlein.
Zuerloins. It's plural.
Sure, slam.
I have Andy Dalton, Terrence West, Monte Ball, A.J. Green, Demaryius Thomas, Pierre Garçon, Delaney Walker, Greg Zuerlein's, and Tennessee Titans.
And I have Jake Locker, Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, Jordy Nelson, Michael Floyd, Julian Edelman, Larry Donnell, Nate Trees, and Green Bay.
How do you guys feel about your teams? 1 to 10. How do you feel, Brennan? 1 to 10.
I feel 8.7.
Chris?
Just 8.0.
I feel like 9.3. This team is sick.
Mine's more like a 10.
Okay,
what
cool.
Doug, what was the one you were going to switch out? You said you might switch out the Terrence West?
So, that's just like, that's the thing with FanDuel. Like, when you feel comfortable with a team, if I was to switch out Terrence West at 5,300 for LeSean McCoy, I mean, the entire team has to change.
Yeah.
I would have to start Terrell Pryor to make it even.
He's good. He's starting on this podcast next week.
You guys know Terrence West was the original Batman?
I don't think that's the same guy.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. I think that's it for FanDuel.
It's a wrap.
Thanks for listening. Check us out at FanDuel Manual on Twitter. Check us out at the Facebook page, FanDuel Manual. Hit us up, FanDuelManual@gmail.com. Any closing words?
No, just check out. We'll put up the Experts League online. And check out the site for the spreadsheet. And we will see you guys next week. Good luck.
Bye, everybody.
Yo.
See ya.
See ya.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me. Started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's. That's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.